Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Exciting news for entrepreneurs out there. The PTO business competition is back, family, and registrations are officially opened. If you've been waiting for the right moment to take your business to the next level, then the time is now. Registrations are officially opened. But you'll need to move fast because you only have until June 1st at midnight to make yourself part of this amazing competition. So technology plays an important role in modern entrepreneurship. What types of digital tools or technology will the participants need to engage with during the training?
Yeah, so that's a very important one. I love the fact that we're living in an era like the one we're living in today. I'm a technology fanatic all the way through and through. And I understand at the same time that there are those who are afraid of technology and they want to distance themselves as much as they possibly can. But what's nice about this competition is that whatever piece of technology we're going to be using throughout the competition, you already have it. Right. So
it's at your disposal.
It's at your disposal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely at your disposal. So most of the training is going to be happening online as we're going through the different phases of the competition as we build up to the grand finale towards the end of the year. So all of the training is going to be happening online for those who are going to be going through the podcasting side of the competition. Even for you, there's going to be a lot of things that are accessible to you online. And these are trainings that are manufactured or put together by Northwest University Van der Bijl Park. So you know that there are informed, educated people and who are in their own right experts providing you this training. The only thing you need is a computer or a phone. Like that's base and data. That's basically all you need access to. So it's either you're doing it from your office, if that's what how your business is structured, doing it at home from your bedroom or whatever the case may be, or you just go to a public library and use a computer there, and you can basically work through the course and do all your submissions online.
Now, Pitch Your Business includes three key training phases. Can you briefly explain what participants can expect during each phase?
All right. So these are actually my favorite. So you have the idea generation phase, which is the phase where you learn what exactly is a feasible idea, an idea that can move from being on paper and actually being an idea.
Being alive.
Alive, yeah. An actual feasible idea that you can then start taking steps towards bringing to the public or bringing to your consumers. Another thing which I think what I found most interesting by the Pitch Your Business competition, which is the second phase, where you learn about the business model canvas, which for me personally, I didn't know anything about it. If there's one thing, so I actually studied business in high school, and one of the things that really irritated me
was the business plan.
Business plan. Honestly speaking, nobody wants to do that.
No.
Yeah, and I'm so glad for the business model canvas because it takes the essentials of a business plan and just puts it on a few pieces of paper. In fact, you can do it on one large piece of paper so that you can visualize it properly. So I really do love that phase. And then you have the last phase where that focuses heavily on the pitch, where you are going to physically be filming and pitching yourself, which is another piece of technology you'll be needing. Just a camera behind your phone, right? That you'll be using, and accessing websites as well. The website or portal that we'll be using. So these are the three phases that we'll be going through. During the first phase, first, second, and third phase, just expect to go through a portal and receive the training, and you're going to be going through those videos that are teaching you and giving you practical exercises on how to do each phase, how to apply each phase, understanding the needs of your business, understanding what problems you're solving. You're going to be taught all of that and learning how to articulate that, right? And then for each phase, there's going to be, I'm going to call it an assessment or a submission from you. So you're going to have to just designate a certain amount of time to be able able to write or complete whatever assessment or assignment and then submit those in each phase. And then throughout each phase, we're going to be filtering the best ones until we're left with the top six who will be going to the finale event.
But you mentioned something about the business model canvas now. And I'm just thinking about somebody who has been told to prepare a business plan. And now they're asking themselves, given are you saying that even when I go to funders, I can use this Canvas model?
Yes. So the thing is, it depends on how formal the funder is, right? The thing about funding in itself is that it was not built for the type of entrepreneur that we have today. And this is incredibly important because you are living in a completely different context. The world that we're living in now has shifted and changed and evolved so much. And we're getting a lot more people willing to fund businesses that aren't your corporate old fashioned, you know, a lot of people now, your next door neighbor has money
can
to
be
fund
your funder.
Business. Yeah. Exactly. So it's incredibly important to think in that way. And the nice thing about the business model canvas, for one, I think the most important thing is not that it'll get you funding, but that it'll help you have a visual of your business on one page. Like, you'll be able to actually know who are your key partners, who are your suppliers, who, you know, all the things that are essential to your business will be right in front of you. And you'll be able to adjust and change it over time. Now, having that as a visual that you can then represent on paper makes it easy for you to have a meeting with someone at a restaurant and pitch to them quickly, and then having them ask you and say, listen, work on a formal business business plan if they ask for it, because these days it's not really that much of a requirement. But at the very least, the business model canvas will get you that first meeting, and you'll be able to present your business effectively.
Okay, teach your business person. Is the way to go, Moose.
No, definitely.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.